We begin Simon Ches and Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. Dvar Ma'asur M'Sheher Ayoyim. Things that one may not do from when the day begins. Ad L'Achashi Yisbal until one finishes davening Shachris. B'Sha'ol Amor HaShachar, says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, from when Amor HaShachar begins, Sh'or HaNoitzitz Ben Hashem Mish B'Mizrach, that is when the sun starts coming out in the east side. Kivin Sh'oz Maschel Zman Hatfilah. From then is the time when one could daven. Shemispala az b'di'evad yotza. We're going to learn that if one daven Shemone Esrei from that time forward, it's acceptable. B'di'evad. L'chein osu la'adam l'haschab m'locham. A person can't begin any work. Or l'ha'asik b'sakov. Or do business. Or le'elik b'derech. Or to travel. Koydim shispal before he davens. Shnema, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Tzedek lefonav yahalech, v'yosin l'derech pomav. Tzedek zu tefillah. Tzedek represents tefillah shematzdeg labaroi. He stands in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and asks for the chesed Hashem. V'akach, and after he finishes davening, v'yosav pomav l'derech yecheftzoi, then he can go on to do whatever he needs to do. The halacha that the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch says that it start, that this halach, that we may not do anything from Lois HaShachar, says the Shla, says the Mishnah Berurah, is only for things that don't take a long time to do. But things that take a while to do, the halach is that already a half an hour before the Lois HaShachar may not be done. Only things that could be done quickly, the Issa begins at Alois HaShachar. And the Shlo says that even though if we're learning that the time is Alois HaShachar, or half an hour before Alois HaShachar, says the Shlo, it still is most appropriate that one begin the day. The first thing he does is say, Bracha is Krishma, start the day with a Dover Kedusha. And that's why one shouldn't take a haircut before Shachris, go swimming, and going to the mikveh obviously is mutter. Also, says Vosner, taking a simple shower is also acceptable. The business that's usher is something that is a real business event, but something that somebody just had to do quickly before davening, that is permissible. The Magen Avraham also speaks about shopping l'kavod Shabbos. And if it's a question of shopping l'kavod Shabbos, if you're going to wait for later, you may not find what you need. Then we have room to be lenient. Similarly, if somebody's going to collect stock up, and if he's going to wait, he may not have the opportunity to collect the stock up. Or if somebody needs to do something for health reasons, take a medicine, or do some sort of a treatment, or help a parent, there's room for leniency. And when we talk about traveling is only in a situation where he could delay the traveling for after Shachris. But if somebody cannot delay the travel for after Shachris, particularly when he's traveling with Tzarech Mitzvah, and the Poskim say going to travel for a business trip is also considered a mitzvah, one has to have a panosa, there is room for leniency. This halacha doesn't just apply to Shachris, points out the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says that the same thing applies to Mincha and Ma'ariv. If the time for Mincha and Ma'ariv come, the halacha is that all these limitations apply. Sif Beis V'Aslo Lecha Lishtos, one may not eat or drink before he davens. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, Lo'soich L'Adam, Lo'soich L'Kodim Shetispalu Ademchem. Don't eat before you daven to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for your very existence. Somebody who eats or drinks and then davens, all of our quest of Omer, v'oisi hishlach ta'acha gavecha. Al tikri gavecha el gayecha. Don't call it your back, but your arrogance. Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, l'acha shenis gaze, after this person acted in this arrogant fashion, kibbol of achashmayim, then he remembers it's time to daven. But feel lishtus kafe or tea, even to drink coffee or tea, and sukkah v'cholav, with sugar and milk, usser. There's another isser, because many of the things that we do are a mitzvah, shofar, megillah, lulav, and krishma, and the halacha is that one may not do anything when he has a mitzvah to accomplish. Even though the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch takes a strict approach about sugar and milk, the Paiskim, the Mishnah Berurah already discusses, the Paiskim are lenient regarding milk and even sugar, because that's become part of the normal way a coffee is consumed. There are Paiskim that suggest that if possible, not to put the sugar into the coffee, but rather to drink cube sugar. Vish, zokin v'cholosh, if somebody is old, weak, sheni yochel lamed al nafshay ad eshi tzisa tzibim besa knesses, can't hold back until people finish davening, b'frat b'shabbos, sosos yom tam b'frat, especially on Shabbos and Yontif, shemarich and habay, where it takes a long time, yoysetav l'hatoloy l'spal shachas v'besoy, it's better to let him daven shachas at home, b'nachas, slowly, quietly, v'kaddish v'yoychel ezadover, eat, make kiddush and eat something, and then he could go to shul, and he could have the proper kavana, he could have shachris properly and musa properly, not that he should drink coffee with sugar, but of course the paiskim, as I said, are lenient, and we're just drinking a coffee before davening. Certainly, if somebody needs to take medicine, then you could take the medicine before davening. Achlet tzarech refuah, if it's the refuah need, mutar l'achal ishtas karem tefillah, one could eat and drink before tefillah. Shem b'zeh mishum geis, that doesn't represent arrogance. The cane, if he can't properly concentrate by davening, without eating and drinking, then if he wants, he could eat and drink before tefillah. That's why, as I said, many people are lenient with drinking a coffee. But if one eats, even under circumstances that he may eat, there is a strong consideration about needing to make kiddush if it's Shabbos or Yom Tov. Sif Gimel. Yesh Aimrim, Shafilu Imkom Bechatzois Laila, even if somebody gets up in the middle of the night, midnight, Oslo Litoim, he may not eat anything, Kodim Shispal, before he davens, V'kein Nochel Hachmer, and that's the appropriate way to behave. However, M'hoya Chayel Shliboy, if somebody gets up in the middle of the night, and it's going to be many hours until after he davens Shachris, and he just doesn't have the strength to wait, then the halacha is that he may eat and drink, but says the Mishnah Berurah that he could continue eating and drinking, he got up in the middle of the night or whenever, until a half an hour before the Alois HaShachar. At that point, he should not be eating or drinking anymore. Sif Dalet, Mayim V'chein, Teya, Kafa, B'lei Sukkah, B'lei Cholof, water or tea or coffee without sugar and milk, Mutar Lishtos Kodem HaTefillah, may be consumed before davening, Af La'achash Ola Amor HaShachar, even though it's after Amor HaShachar, Ke'ein B'Elim Shem Geis, drinking these kind of beverages doesn't represent arrogance, but Filah B'Shabbos Yontif, and even on Shabbos Yontif, Shechai B'Kiddush, where Aloch is, you may not eat or drink before Kiddush. Mutar Lishtos Dvaram Elu Kodem Tefillah, one may drink these things before davening, v'ena kiddush me'akvay, and the fact that he didn't make kiddush is not a consideration. Kivin shekodem tchila, since it's before davening, adaya le'giz man kiddush, the time for kiddush doesn't begin, says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, until after davening. Then kiddush el makom suda, dayna samach l'chila, when you're going to eat, and now this person's not eating, he's just drinking. V'ariyev shalai lachal kodem tfilah sashachar. One may not get go greet somebody, go to somebody's house, to go greet him and give him a Shalom Aleichem. And this, including in this, is says Darcha Shulchan, is that even just going to visit is inappropriate before davening. But the Oz Nidbru says that is that if you just make a phone call, an important phone call, there's room for leniency. The halacha of going to somebody's home is not limited to somebody's home. The Eshel, the Mishnah Berurah, says that if somebody has a private room in his house, or even more than that, says the Mishnah Berurah, you're walking to your seat in shul, but to go greet your friend means that you're going to detour from the way you should walk to your seat. You're not allowed to do that. However, if you're going to your seat or you're going to get a siddur, then the halacha is that you could greet, then you may greet somebody. But again, even if you allow, even under the situation where we're learning now, you could greet somebody, the halacha is the words Shalom Aleichem may not be used. Other greetings, even greetings like Mazel Tov, Baruchim Aboim, Good Shabbos, Good Yontif, are permissible. And Rav Ozner Zatzal said, even shaking a hand, it's permissible. And again, another very important consideration is if this person's feelings, and if this person will feel offended if you don't greet him and you don't shake his hand, there's room for leniency. On the other hand, if you know that the person recognizes what the halacha says, and because they recognize what the halacha says, that's why they will not be offended. So this halacha, says the Mishnah Berurah, doesn't only apply to your friend, it even applies to a father, to a Rebbe. V'afilu loymer loytzafer d'mar tov, and Shulchan Aruch says even to say good morning, shenemar, as the pasuk says in Yeshaya, chidul lachem min ha'adam asher neshama ba'apoy ki b'man nechshefu, kloyma b'ma cheshavta lezeh, why are you showing consideration to this individual, shekdamta kvoydoy l'kvoydi, that you show him more respect than to me, you greet him before you greet me, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, v'mpaga d'agam mechra, if you just happen to have met the person, mitzaradin mutalitin l'shalom, according to the strict rule, you'll have to give him shalom. Achnoch l'shanes b'lshonoi, but it's appropriate not to greet him in the way you would normally greet him, as we said, not say shalom aleichem, kedei sheitin leiv, like that you will recognize shu'oslus akeh b'dvar macherim, that one should not be busy and with other things, not preoccupied with anything else, atche yitzbalo, until he davens. Of course, if it's a situation of mitzvah, then one could be more lenient. So, for example, many communities have a custom that by the Shabbos of the Eifruf, people go to the home of the chassan and they escort him to shul. So then it's permissible. And again, if somebody has to go visit somebody, there's somebody in the hospital and he needs company or he needs to be helped, that can be done before davening. Certainly, what we can learn from here, says the Kava Yosher, that before davening, it's inappropriate just to do mundane things, read the newspaper, or just schmooze. Chazal, the Chachamim were very concerned about that type of behavior before one davens. Afil Lelmaid, says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, even to learn Torah, Os Laskim Shalom Rashachar, may not be done if it's already the Amud Shachar. However, says the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, Achmishu Rogalel Chubes HaKnesses, if somebody goes to daven b'minyan every day, the Ein Locha Shiyava Azman, and there's no concern that he's going to miss davening, he davens every day at a minyan kavua, then mutaloi. V'kei mishu loymen mecherim, and somebody who learns in a shir, v'loy yilmadu atan, if they won't have the shir now, yizbatlu milmudam, they're not going to learn, mutal lemalimam, then you can learn before davening. Kischus harabim, Ki schus a rabbim dava gadol hu. The schus of people learning Torah by rabbim is a very important schus that we need. Uvad shloish gichu shloi lav zman atfila. Of course, one has to pay attention not to delay the zman atfila. And Darach HaShulchan says that the proper way for one to prepare for davening is by learning and learning b'tzibur before davening.